Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. Cold weather and possibly snow may be in the forecast for the Huntsville area. APR student reporter Sable Washington has the details.
The National Weather Service in Huntsville says snow could be in the forecast for that area, but meteorologist Stephen Latimer says it's more likely that dry weather is going to set in.
So we're not expecting any further precipitation while the cold air is here. So this was going to be pretty much the only shot of any precipitation.
Latimer says it'd be wise to bring plants and pets inside. He also recommends leaving faucets dripping to prevent pipes from freezing. For APR News, I'm Sable Washington.
Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange is in line to become chairman of the Republican Attorneys General Association in 2 years. The association's executive director, Jessica Garrison, says Strange is now a member of the association's executive committee, and he is scheduled to become chairman for 2016 and 2017. The association's new chairman is Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. She will be followed by Michigan's Attorney General and then Strange. Alabama voters elected Strange to a second term earlier this month. State officials say they've gained approval for nearly $10 million in projects aimed at restoring Alabama's coastline. APR's Stan Ingold reports the restorations are needed after the 2010 Gulf oil spill.
Governor Robert Bentley says $9.6 million for four Alabama projects has been approved by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. He says projects address conservation needs to restore some of Alabama's natural resources affected by the disaster. Bentley says that plea agreements involving BP and Transocean directed over $2.5 billion to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation over a five-year period for various projects in five Gulf Coast states. Bentley says a total of $365 million will be paid into the Gulf Fund over a five-year period for conservation projects in Alabama. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Meanwhile, Governor Bentley is expected to make an economic development announcement during a speech today in Birmingham. The governor will speak at the Birmingham Business Alliance's annual governor's luncheon. Bentley is expected to announce a new jobs project and address other issues affecting the state and the Birmingham area. The event begins at noon, and more than 500 people are expected to attend. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
It's going to be a chilly Tuesday across the area. Temperatures only top out in the 30s along the north of I-20, only 40 south of there. Look for temperatures falling back well below freezing tonight. In fact, low 20s expected for much of the state, teens for the Tennessee Valley. Highs slowly start to rebound on Wednesday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.